Report: Texas cop seriously injured while jumping on escaping suspect's car. By Olivia Rondo on January 6, 2025. A Texas police officer suffered a serious brain bleed after falling off the back of a car allegedly being driven by a fleeing suspect in a shocking video. The footage captured by a bystander begins with a Beaumont police officer handcuffing a woman in a lively parking lot outside of the Little Woodrow's sports bar on Friday. Another woman who appeared to be a friend of the one in handcuffs seemingly became annoyed with the situation as she threw her hands in the air and began walking away. After the officer placed the first woman in the back of a police car and shut the door, he turned to see the second woman getting into a red convertible car and starting the engine. He ran after her and jumped on the back side of the car just as she reportedly sped off, causing him to fall and bash his head on the pavement, rendering him unconscious. Screams ensued from the crowd that had gathered in the parking lot, and one man ran to the downed officer's side before the now viral clip ended. The injured officer, whose identity has not been released, ended up spending two nights in the hospital being treated for a brain bleed before being released on Sunday afternoon, 12 News Now reported. Beaumont police said the incident took place when the aforementioned officer was responding to a disturbance in the parking lot on Phelan Boulevard. Upon arrival, an officer attempted to detain the individual involved in the disturbance. During the confrontation, the suspect fled the scene in a vehicle, causing the officer to sustain a serious head injury, authorities said. The suspect, who was allegedly spotted driving the car in the video, 28-year-old Jamaisha Butler, was later apprehended in the 3800 block of Kings Row and charged with intoxication, assault, and evading detention, both resulting in serious bodily injury to a peace officer, police said. Another woman allegedly involved in the incident, 22-year-old Melissa Bell, was also arrested on charges of public intoxication, resisting arrest, interference with public duties, assault on a peace officer, and outstanding warrants. Beaumont Police Department noted that the mugshots of both women shared with the official statement were from previous arrests.